Okay, so you sent over a ton of stuff for this deep dive.
Yeah.
News articles, survey results, even a leaked internal document.
It's quite the story.
Looks like you're fascinated by the German political scene.
I am fascinated.
And honestly, who could blame you? I mean, it's like a house of cards over there.
It really is a fascinating time to be watching German politics.
Yeah, so to get everyone on the same page, we're looking at what happened with Germany's traffic light coalition,
Right.
the SPD, Greens, and FDP. Okay, yeah, you've definitely got my attention now.
Oh, yeah.
So before we dive into all the drama of the FDP's exit, can you set the stage a little bit? Like, what were the warning signs that this coalition was in trouble?
Well, right from the start, there were tensions, particularly between the FDP and the SPD Green bloc.
Yeah. I mean, it was a pretty unusual alliance to begin with.
It was, and those ideological differences started to become more and more apparent as they tried to actually govern.
So when did those cracks start to turn into full-blown fault lines?
Well, economic concerns were a major catalyst.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The FDP, known for their focus on fiscal conservatism, became increasingly vocal about their disagreements with the SPD and Greens over spending and economic policy.
I see. So the FDP was like, hold on, we need to pump the brakes on all this
The
spending.
basic rate.
And it sounds like those disputes really reached a boiling point in the days leading up to the break.
They did.
Were there any last-ditch attempts to salvage the coalition?
Oh, absolutely. There was a flurry of meetings and negotiations.
Like frantic backroom deals and all that?
Exactly. Everyone was scrambling to find some kind of common ground,
Yeah, but then
but
as it happening.
the differences proved to be insurmountable.
So it was a slow burn that eventually just exploded.
Exactly.
And that brings us to the final act of this political drama, right?
Right.
Chancellor Scholz firing Finance Minister Lindner,
Yeah.
effectively ending the coalition.
It was the final nail in the coffin.
Talk about a power move.
It certainly sent shockwaves through German politics.
I bet. And while everyone was trying to process what had just happened,
Right.
what this meant for the future of Germany,
Yeah.
the FDP was already one step ahead,
Oh, yeah.
putting their carefully crafted exit strategy into action.
They were ready.
All right, let's talk about this leaked FDP document.
Okay.
How did they plan such a dramatic exit?
Well, the document reveals a really impressive level of strategic thinking.
So they weren't just reacting to events.
Not at all. They were actively shaping the narrative, carefully controlling the timing, the messaging, even as I said, the visual imagery of their departure.
So it was less of an impulsive decision and more of a calculated maneuver.
Much more calculated.
Interesting.
They considered a lot of factors when choosing the timing of their announcement.
Like what?
Well, for example, they even debated waiting until after the U.S. presidential election.
Whoa, why?
They were afraid of the potential fallout if Trump lost.
So they were thinking about the global political landscape,
Exactly.
how their actions might play on the world stage.
They were thinking big picture.
It's wild.
And beyond just the timing, they were also very deliberate about their messaging.
Okay, their messaging.
Yeah, they wanted to frame the debate in a way that benefited them.
I see. Control the narrative.
Exactly. Position themselves as the champions of a specific economic model.
Okay, which was?
They chose to emphasize the idea of a social market economy,
Okay.
and they contrasted that with what they called a planned economy, which they associated with the SPD and Greens.
Interesting. So it was a way to kind of simplify a complex issue,
Right.
appeal to voters' anxieties about economic control. So
Exactly.
they were crafting a narrative that resonated with their core values and presented them as the solution to Germany's economic woes.
Exactly. It
Yeah.
was a very clever way to frame the debate and control the narrative around their exit.
Okay, I'm hooked. This is fascinating stuff.
Good.
What else did their plan include?
Well, they're also very strategic about how they wanted to deliver their message.
Oh, okay.
The document actually outlines discussions about whether to make a press statement, give a TV interview, or even use a social media
Oh,
video.
wow.
Each option carried different connotations and would project a different image.
It's like they were staging a theatrical production.
In a way, they were.
They understood the power of optics
They
and
did.
how their actions would be perceived by the public.
They wanted to project an image of strength, control, and decisiveness.
Okay, I see.
They were determined to control the narrative from the moment they made their announcement.
So they had the timing, the messaging, the visual imagery all planned out.
Yep.
Did they actually manage to pull it off?
That's the million-dollar question.
Like, did everything go according to their script?
Let's take a look at how their meticulously crafted plan played out in the real world and see if they were able to stick to their script.
This is where it gets really interesting.
It does. Welcome back. Before we get to the execution of the FDP's plan,
okay,
there's one more thing from that document I wanted to point out.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm listening.
It's fascinating how they very deliberately picked out certain phrases, talking points that they wanted to hammer home.
Like what kind of stuff?
Things like directional decision, breaking the political deadlock, and Germany waiting for reforms.
Oh, I see. Create a sense of urgency.
Right.
Position themselves as the ones taking charge.
Exactly.
We're the ones with the answers.
It's almost like a marketing campaign.
Yeah, totally.
They weren't just reacting, they were actively shaping the narrative.
Okay, so they've got their airtight plan, they're ready for their close-up.
Yep.
What happened when they actually pulled the trigger? Did they stick to the script?
Well, the document outlined a kind of phased approach.
Okay.
First, Linder would make the initial statement,
uh-huh,
then targeted communication to their own party members.
Okay.
And then finally, a broader public campaign.
So a very carefully orchestrated rollout.
Precisely. They even planned to equip their members with specific talking points.
Oh, wow.
So they could spread the message,
uh-huh,
and counter any pushback.
They were not leaving anything to chance.
They weren't. They knew this would be a controversial move.
Yeah.
And they were prepared to defend their decision.
Did they anticipate just how much fallout there would be?
The document doesn't really address that directly.
I see.
But they clearly understood that there were risks involved.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's get back to whether they followed the plan. Remember, the FDP wanted to project strength control.
Right.
So how do you think they chose to deliver their message?
Well, a dramatic TV interview would reach a lot of people.
True.
But I feel like a more formal press statement.
Yeah.
Would convey more of a sense of seriousness, authority.
They went with the press statement.
Okay.
Lindner delivered a carefully worded announcement,
uh-huh,
justifying the FDP's departure.
Okay.
Accusing Saltz of blocking these crucial economic reforms.
Oh, wow.
And even expressing a willingness to support a caretaker government.
So far, so good. Did it have the effect they wanted?
It definitely got people talking.
Right.
Saltz wasted no time in responding.
Yeah, what did he say?
He accused the FDP of a breach of trust.
Yeah, bet.
Offered to work with the opposition,
nope,
and announced he'd seek a confidence vote in January.
Oh, man, what a mess.
It was.
Sounds like everyone was scrambling to figure out what to do next.
Yeah.
How did other political parties react?
It was a real mixed bag. Oh, how so?
The Greens, surprisingly, were open to remaining in a minority government.
Wow, that's a bold move.
It was.
What about the CDU?
Well, they sensed an opportunity.
Of course.
They started pushing for immediate elections.
Yeah, makes sense.
Saying Germany needed a stable government. ASAP.
And I bet the political commentators had a field day with all of this.
Oh, absolutely. They were loving it.
I'd only imagine.
Analyzing every word, every gesture.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out all the hidden meanings,
mm,
the potential consequences of every single move.
So the FDP executes their plan. All these political dominoes start to fall.
Yep.
What about the German people?
Yeah.
How did they react to all this?
Well, you sent us some interesting public opinion data,
okay,
that gives us some insight into that.
So we've got this meticulously planned exit strategy from the FDP,
uh-huh,
all these reactions from the political establishment,
yeah,
and a whole lot of uncertainty hanging over Germany.
A lot of uncertainty.
What were everyday Germans thinking amidst all this chaos? Well, the ARD Deutschland Trend extra survey you sent over,
okay,
paints a pretty clear picture, and
yeah,
it's not a happy one.
Oh, no.
A staggering 85% of Germans said they were dissatisfied with the government.
Wow. 85%.
That's a pretty damning indictment of the coalition.
It really is. What's driving that discontent?
Is it just the economy?
Or is there something more?
It's definitely tied to economic anxieties,
mm-hmm,
but it goes deeper than that, I think.
Okay.
There is a sense that the government wasn't really listening to people.
I see.
To the concerns of ordinary people.
Like they were out of touch.
Exactly.
Yeah, it makes sense when people feel like their voices aren't being heard.
Right.
They lose faith in their leaders.
And that discontent can translate into electoral shifts.
Oh, absolutely. And did it.
The survey suggests potential gains for both the CDU-CSU.
Okay.
And more concerningly, the AfD.
Yeah, the rise of the AfD is definitely something to watch.
It is. It adds a whole other layer of complexity to an already volatile situation.
It does. It underscores the importance of forming a stable and effective government.
Absolutely.
One that can actually address people's concerns.
Yeah.
And offer a clear way forward.
Right.
But with the political landscape so fractured.
It is very fractured.
Forming a stable government seems like a near impossible task.
It's a challenge for sure.
So what are the potential scenarios going forward?
Well, a grand coalition between the CDU, CSU, and the FPD is a possibility.
A grand coalition.
But their ideological differences could make for a very uneasy partnership.
Right. They don't exactly see eye to eye on a lot of issues.
They don't.
What about a CDU, CSU, and green coalition?
It's possible, but there are significant hurdles.
Yeah, like what?
Particularly when it comes to economic and environmental policies.
I see.
The Greens might be hesitant to compromise on their core principles.
Yeah.
And finding common ground with the CDU-CSU on those issues could be a real deal breaker.
So it seems like every potential coalition has its own set of challenges.
It does.
Compromise.
It's a real political puzzle.
With no easy solutions.
And don't forget, the wild card in all of this.
Yeah, right.
The AFD.
Yeah.
Their projected gains in the polls add another layer of uncertainty to the whole situation.
It's like a big political thriller unfolding in real time.
It really is.
So we've got a nation on edge.
Uh-huh.
A political system in flux.
Definitely.
A lot of questions about what comes next for Germany.
A lot of questions.
What does all this mean for our listener?
You know, someone deeply interested in German politics.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a reminder that political events, even those unfolding thousands of miles away,
right,
can have these ripple effects that touch our lives in so many ways.
That's true.
Germany's economic and political stability
mm-hmm.
impacts global markets, international relations,
right,
even our own domestic politics here.
So it's not just a German problem.
No, not at all.
It really highlights just how interconnected our world is.
It does. What happens in Germany doesn't stay in Germany.
Exactly. It reverberates throughout Europe and beyond.
Yeah. And that's why it's so important to stay informed.
Yeah.
Engaged with the world around us.
I agree.
Understanding global politics helps us make sense of the forces shaping our lives.
It does.
It empowers us to navigate the complexities of our time.
Well said. So as this German political drama unfolds,
uh-huh.
we'll all be watching closely.
To see what alliances are formed, what policies emerge,
right,
and what the ultimate impact will be.
It's a story that's far from over.
Far from over.
And one that will continue to captivate us all, I think.
I think so, too.
Well, that concludes our deep dives into the German political upheaval.
Yes, it does.
We hope you found it insightful.
And engaging.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed.
And keep exploring the world with us.